a snack.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. Thank you so much for listening. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. We've had a great morning so far. We have with us today Tasca King with ADX Digital. Good morning, Tasca.
Good morning.
It's good to have you this morning. Did you like our Brad Paisley song?
I love that because everything is so much cooler online these days.
Of course it is. Absolutely. This is our day and age. It's way better online. And we have some amazing products for you. We're going to talk about mobile conquesting today.
We are. We've talked a little bit about mobile conquesting in the past, but I just wanted to spend some more time talking about it in a little more detail. Mobile conquesting is using location-based targeting, demographic, behavior targeting to reach customers on their mobile devices. So a mobile device would consist of either your smartphone or a tablet that has, I guess they have SIM cards where you actually have internet on your tablet no matter where you are versus a tablet that just uses Wi-Fi when they're inside a Wi-Fi area. So those are the products or the devices that these ads are going to be shown on. And there are several different ways that we come up with the targeting options. The first way is just behaviors, which we've talked about behaviors in the past. Almost all of our products utilize behaviors, whether they're online or offline behaviors, as ways to reach your prospect. You know, the great thing about digital is that we can target exactly who you want us to target with your message. Mm-hmm. So your message is not being lost on people who are not a prospect for you. And then, it's again, that is based on their online behaviors and their offline behaviors. Their offline behaviors, that data is collected because of where that person is, where that person goes, stores they go into, because their phones pick up the ID. The phones know where they've been. Mm-hmm. Those are smartphones.
Kind of scary.
It is kind of scary. And, of course, the other most popular targeting option that is used within our mobile conquesting product is geofencing. And a lot of people talk to us. We'll get calls, and they'll say, I want to do geofencing. They know it as geofencing, even though geofencing is just a targeting option. It's not the actual product name. But geofencing is when we serve an ad to someone in real time because they have moved into a geofence. A geofence is a virtual fence that is drawn around an area. Now, that area can be something as small as a store, as a store with the parking lot, or we can start with that store and we can go out half a mile, up to 5 miles. So just to give you an example, one of our clients, we just geofenced downtown Pensacola.
Oh, wow.
And we usually will pick a spot, and it might be an intersection, the intersection of, say, Palafox and Garden. Mm-hmm. And we'll say, okay, we want to start there. We want to go out 2 miles, 3 miles, 5 miles, whatever that particular client wants us to do, so that it covers traffic coming in and out of that area. Now, this is great. It's a great tool. I mean, you can geofence your competitors. Mm-hmm. You can geofence large department stores like a Walmart or a Target. Just depends on what your needs are, who you're trying to reach, and where we think those people are, where we think they're going, where we think they congregate, not necessarily meaning by a church, but where they gather. And you want to get as many of them at one time as possible, and that's why we use the geofences.
So if, for instance, this is your backyard and you have a fence around it, and someone walked into my backyard, they would be shown the ad? Is that how it works?
They could be if we've geofenced your house.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Backyard.
If you think of a fence is what I'm thinking about. In the backyard,
yes,
it's fenced off.
They could be.
And they walk in, that's when you get those people and they're going to get your ad?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, there are a couple things that have to happen. First of all, they have to have the GPS on their phone. And it has to be on. It can't be turned off. And the second thing is they have to have their phone out. They have to be browsing at some point while they're inside that geofence. But then once they've done that, we can start showing them the ad. And then as they leave the geofence, we'll continue to
That's
show
what I was
them
wondering. When they leave the fence, you'll still get it.
Yes,
very cool.
Absolutely. And it's, like I said, it's a great tool, like especially for retail. Because say, for example, you are a dress shop, a boutique, and you know, not anybody who goes shopping likes to go boutique shopping. Mm-hmm. But we know that people that visit other boutiques like to go to boutique shopping. So maybe we geofence the other boutiques in the market. And that way you can reach those people. You know, another example is, I mean, of course, we would probably be very blessed if we got to do this. But say we're Walmart. Say our mm-hmm. client is Walmart. And they want to reach, you know, people that are shopping with their competitors. So we may geofence a mall, mm-hmm. or we may geofence Target, or any other area that where people that would shop at Walmart would be.
Exactly. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Taska King with ADX Digital. For more information, you can call 262-6000. We'd be happy to talk to you about your digital advertising needs. And you can also email, if you need to, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com or call 262-6000. If you have a question, 437-1620, you are more than welcome to text or call in. We are talking about mobile conquesting, geofencing, trying to catch those people that maybe you want to get over to your store.
Exactly, exactly. You know, another really cool feature of this product is it offers on-site visit tracking. And what that means is once we have shown someone the ad, we can tell whether or not they come into your store after that.
Oh.
So it's fascinating to be able to see, okay, we showed somebody your ad 2 weeks ago, and then they came into your store. And we know, we get this data, and I know we've talked about this in the past too, but we do monthly reports where we sit down with you at the end of each month and go over all of the data that we've collected in addition to just showing you where, you know, that we showed your ad. But a lot of data is collected when we show the ad that tells you, you know, what is their engagement? How many people clicked on the ad and went to learn more? How many people maybe decided to make a call and make an appointment? Or, like I said, with this particular product, we can see how many people saw the ad and then walked into your store. So it's really a fascinating product with the information that we're able to gather. But the best thing is it tells more and more people who are your targeted customer about you and gives them a reason to get into your store.
Right. And it puts you at top of mind for
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. And top of mind awareness is the best thing that you can do to brand your business in any type of business. You want to have the top of mind awareness because say you sell a big ticket item like boats. What if mm-hmm. you're a boat dealer? I may be thinking 6 months from now, I'm going to start looking for a boat. And you're advertising now, but if you're not advertising 5 months from now, when I'm ready to start looking, then maybe I'm not going to remember you when I'm ready to start
right.
looking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really beneficial to any business to keep that top of mind awareness there by being consistent throughout the seasons, no matter what that season is for you, unless you're just going to shut down for part of the year, you want to be consistent throughout your business season.
Absolutely. And let's go back a little bit to behaviors. When we talk about behaviors, what are we talking about, Taska?
We're talking about the way people, the way data is collected online is based on where people go when they are online, whether they are just browsing, whether they are reading certain types of articles, whether they're actually shopping for something, Those are all behaviors. You know, maybe they've filled out a form to get an insurance quote, or maybe they made a reservation at a restaurant. That's all online behaviors. And that data is constantly collected, constantly updated, and we use that information in order to determine, is this person a prospect for you or not?
Right, absolutely. Yes, and there's many different behaviors as well. There's thousands, right?
Exactly.
And what's great about digital marketing is we can set those behaviors up for you, like decide what we feel like the best behaviors of the client would be to reach them.
We're going to start with maybe 6 or 8 behaviors when we meet with you and start getting your campaign set up. But then once we get everything set up, the ad exchanges are going to come back and say, hey, we need to add these, you know, 6 or 8 or 20 more behaviors because they're all relevant to this particular business category. So, yeah, and this, and the offline behaviors as well, like I said, that's showing ads to people who have recently been to a certain location, and whether they did anything in there or not, whether they shopped, we don't know whether they shopped, we don't know whether, you know, they were just walking, you know, just browsing or whatever, but we know that, but they didn't do anything online, but we know they went there. So that's their offline behavior.
Okay.
You know, your offline behavior, your phone knows when you go to the bank to make a deposit or withdrawal. Your phone knows when you go out to eat somewhere. So if you go over here to Texas Roadhouse and have a steak dinner, and maybe Jackson's wants to advertise, and, okay, well, we know that this person eats at Texas Roadhouse, so they like to go out to steak dinners, so maybe that's someone we should target.
Very good.
So your phone can be your best friend. It also can tattle on you all the time.
And it's actually really scary a lot of the times.
It seemed very scary to me when I first started learning about digital, but it's just it's just the way of the world.
It is the way of the world. Absolutely. Yes. It's 2023. We definitely need to, you know, everyone's on their phone. Most things are done on your phone. And this is a great way to reach the clientele that you're looking for and spend your money wisely. Like she said, using the behaviors. Geofencing is really cool. I think geofencing is really neat, actually.
Yeah. It's a great tool for someone who wants to target their competition.
Right.
And not so much target their competition. I shouldn't phrase it that way. Target people who shop with their competition.
Right.
But like I said, it's really a great tool for retail. Mm-hmm. Now, one other targeting strategy that we can use with mobile conquesting that is very relevant to us here on the coast, and especially this time of year going into hurricane season, is weather triggers.
Oh, yes. This is really neat.
So with weather triggers, we can tell the campaign, hey, we want to show ads as soon as winds get to 25 miles an hour or stronger. And as long as winds are over 25 miles an hour, we want to show this ad. That is a great tool to use if you're a roofer. If you're a landscaper, anybody who would be able to help someone after a storm, whether it's a hurricane or a tropical or whatever. I mean, we had a pretty nasty thunderstorm last year that I had, my backyard furniture was all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You just never know what we're going to get here. But you can always set it up based on current conditions, whether you just want your ads to be shown where it's cloudy. Maybe you're an umbrella store and you want to sell umbrellas. Who knows? There's probably somebody out there that only sells umbrella. maybe you only want to show an ad when it's raining. Again, if it's foggy.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to show an ad when the temperature gets to a certain point. Whether you say, I want to show this ad when it's 85 degrees or higher. When the wind gets, like I said, when the wind gets over a certain speed, when the forecast is just at a certain place, you can do that. Whether that weather event actually happens or not, if it's forecasted, then you want to get in front of your prospect. And then, of course, alerts. You know, we have all the what is it? You have a, if an
emergency.
Advisory comes out. And it's a watch or a warning.
Emergency broadcast system?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of different things that we can do with the weather trigger if that is something that is important to your business. If your business is affected by the weather, either way,
mm-hmm.
then we want to be able to reach who you want to reach.
Right, absolutely. And if you need more information, you can give us a call at 262-6000. Or you can email connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. If you have a question, comment, please text or call 437-1620. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Tasca King with ADX Digital. We're talking about mobile conquesting, geofencing, weather triggers. Really, really neat stuff, how you can really hone in to the clientele that you want and spend your marketing dollars wisely.
Exactly. I mean, targeted advertising is something it's still fairly new, but it's something that people have been wanting for decades. It's what advertisers have wanted for decades, that you can ensure that the majority of your ads are shown to people who we all have reason to believe is a prospect for you. And we do that with all of our products. Mm-hmm. The really cool thing about mobile conquesting, again, is it's on your phone. And people are on their phones all day, every day. And that's the best way to reach, especially the younger your targeted demographic is. That's the best way to get them when they're on
the phone. Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. And if you think about it, I mean, think about mailers, how far we've come from mailers. You know, you send out a mailer to everyone.
Oh, gosh.
Half the time, they don't look at it. It gets thrown away, and it goes to everyone, not just the people
right.
that you want. So
mm-hmm.
you spend all this money, and 3/4 of it is wasted, probably,
right.
Where you could spend that same amount of money and reach so many more people, the people that you're looking mm-hmm. to reach, you know, your clientele. It's just a wise way to spend your marketing dollars and get the most benefit from it.
Right. Well, you know, mailers are done in two different ways. They're either done based on a zip code marketing plan or a mailing list that you have. And if you want to keep up with the ever-changing mailing list, I mean, that's a lot of work for you as an advertiser to keep up with that list. So you're constantly pulling names off of there. People move away. People pass away. I mean, mm-hmm. that list is constantly changing. And then if you use the zip code option, then everybody in a zip code or neighborhood is probably not going to be your prospect in most cases. But that's one reason that the targeted options is the best way to reach the people who are most likely to be your client, your prospect, your customer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we were talking about mobile conquest and geofencing. If you missed that, it's basically creating a fence around an area.
A virtual fence,
yes, that you would like she said, Target and maybe your Walmart, and you want to reach all the people at Target. So you put a fence around Target. Everyone that goes in gets served those mobile ads. They have their phone on. Like she said, GPS needs to be on. They're usually browsing their phone. This is usually normal for people anyway. And what's really cool is when they leave, they'll still get served those ads. Mm-hmm. So as long as you capture them while they're there, when they leave, they still get served this ad. Even better, we all like data. We all like to know if we're getting a good return on our investment. Mm-hmm. And so you can see if those people visited your store, they got served the ad, correct? Yeah, so you get all that data back. And I think it's a real good way to see, you know, who you're targeting, if they're engaging, and you can always adjust, correct, throughout?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. With all of our campaigns, we keep a close eye on it, especially during the first month or so. We're not going to just plug and play. We don't do mm-hmm. that. We watch it for the first month or so. First of all, we want to make sure that the ads are being shown like they are ordered. And second of all, we want to see what kind of activity we've got. How many people are clicking on your ads? How many people are your ads being shown? Most businesses have more than one piece of creative. We call that an ad set. And you want to make sure that you're getting good distribution on each of your ads, as well as just showing them all, you know, to the people that like they're supposed to be showing them. So if we see something isn't looking right in the first couple of weeks, we're going to do a deeper dive and find out why, and then see if we need to make changes.
Yes.
Now we've got one campaign running right now that we saw that pretty quickly, that that particular product did not work great for that client after a couple of weeks, and we immediately changed it to mobile conquesting. So because we felt like that was going to get a better coverage,
okay,
for that client.
Mm-hmm.
And is that it, so far it looks like it's working well for that
okay
client.
Good, that's great. So that's great that you can adjust.
Yes, you can always make adjustments within mm-hmm. a campaign.
Absolutely. And so if you need more information, you can call 262-6000 or email connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. If you have a question, comment, it's 437-1620. It's 10:58. We have a couple of minutes left, Tasca. So let's go back over a little bit about weather triggers, like she said. Roofers, landscaping, even if you have, I know, over at Lagunas, a splash pad and outside fun stuff to do, your ads can be served dependent upon the weather, which is really cool. Like she said, if it's going to be 90 degrees today and sunny.
Yep, absolutely.
Lagunas or whoever can.
For the water park. Mm-hmm. You know, really anything over 80 is a great day to advertise a water park.
Yeah, I agree completely, especially here in Pensacola.
Right.
But this can be done all year long. I mean, if it's time to fertilize certain plants and things, the landscaper can, if it goes below, you know, 40, it doesn't have to be, you know, they can advertise for what they need at the moment. So I think
exactly.
It's really cool.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Tasca. It was really awesome learning
Thank
about
you.
Mobile conquesting. Thank you for listening and for texting in. It's been a great day here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'll be out the rest of the week, but we will have lovely, I believe, Jenna maybe. So stay tuned and find out the rest of the week. I hope you have a great rest of the day.